Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the galleries please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, the Reverend Doc, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 19th Psalm we hear, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure." Heavenly Father, we are most thankful for your presence with us as we try to make a law that enlightens and provides justice for our people. Guide and direct our minds and actions this day that we might be about what is required of us by you, having a clear eye of discernment and a rejoicing heart in our interactions with one another and with you, our God. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sader, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 5th. Senator from the 5th is here. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 7th day, Tuesday, January 17th.
Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole has moved that the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Cole, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Jason Rosenbaum from St. Louis Public Radio and Darren McCann from KSN and KODE-TV in Joplin have been given permission to take photos or videos in the Senate chambers today.
All right. So be it. Will be noted. Introductions of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from Franklin, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, introduction of special guests. Mr. President, we're very fortunate today to have with us, to your right and to my left, the doctor of the day. He's here doing a very good job. His name is Dr. Thomas Stamos. He's a constituent of mine, and I would appreciate it if everybody in this body would make him feel warmly welcome.
Let's please welcome the guest from Franklin. Good to have you here, Doctor. Introductions of guests. Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce a very special guest.
Proceed.
In the rear gallery, we have the St. Charles County Realtors from St. Charles County, Missouri, and on my left, your right, Arnie Dienoff from O'Fallon, Missouri.
All right, would the guest
I would ask this body make them feel welcome.
Would the guest from the center from the second please rise, and would the body please make them welcome. Introductions of guests. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce some very special guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President, on your left and my right, we have interns who will be working in the office of the district of the 24th district this year. We have Elizabeth Condon, who is an intern from Truman, and we have David Steele, who is a WashU graduate student intern, also a veteran. If the body would please join me in making them both feel welcome.
If the guests from the 24th would please rise and the body please make them welcome. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce some very special guests. On the floor to my right and then back behind me, we have some certified public accountants. As everyone knows, I'm also a fellow CPA, and they are here for the organization's annual CPA Day. They've also distributed the legislative tax guide, which I know many of us legislators go and use at when we file our taxes. But the members include from all over the state, Rebecca Boyer of St. Louis, Jay Decker of Poplar Bluff, Rachel Dwiggins of Kansas City, Nick Graff of St. Louis, Randy Hilger of Lake St. Louis, Bob Letterman of Lee Summit, Steve Mathias of St. Louis, Mike Notarangelo of Chesterfield, Jennifer Reynolds Morrill of St. Louis, Chuck Robb of Kansas City, Wendy Sharman of Kirkwood, Jan Ulm of St. Louis, Julie Wolf of Chesterfield, Jeremy Morris of Jeff City, John Lindblom of Wildwood, Gene Crook of Marshall, Sandra DePriest of Savannah, Nick Myers of Joplin, Steve York of Lee Summit, Jim O'Halloran of Kirkwood, Jen Vaca of Troy, Kathy Goldsticker of St. Louis, Stephanie Richter of St. Louis, and Mark Ratatick of Kansas City. Ask the body please make them feel welcome.
Would the guest of the senator from Johnson please rise, and would the body please make them welcome. Introduction of guests. I would also like to introduce some very special guests today in the upper gallery. Here with the Missouri Realtors Association today is Ryan Gattenmeyer and Justin Farrell and his mother, Lynn Farrell, from Lake of the Ozarks. I would appreciate it if the body would please make them welcome, if you'd please rise and be noticed by this chamber. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrance. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 24th.
I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send it forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 24th, do you care to explain?
Yes, thank you. Mr. President, this resolution deals with the persecution of members of Falun Gong whose organs are being harvested and who are being tortured. And it asks the Senate to recognize this and ask China to put a stop to it.
The resolution will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Lewis, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. It is just one bill this time.
Please send your bill forward.
It's not my package.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 307, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to agriculture.
Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
No, actually, it's my buffalo to bison bill that I've had, I think, the last 3 years. So with a little bit of luck, we might be able to straighten out the classification of that bill. Yes, didn't get through, but hopefully it will this year. Thank you.
Thanks, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 308, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the investment policies of public entities.
Care to explain the bill, Senator?
Yes, Mr. President. This is a very important bill, and I'm filing it today because I believe in the values of our country. The United States is a wonderful place to live, a wonderful place to raise your family, and what we have discovered in the last several months is that the values that we have been compromised. The reason why I am filing this bill and urging many of my colleagues to co-sponsor the bill is because of some of the things that have gone on. The Russian government has orchestrated the hacking of not only the Democratic National Committee, but other political organizations. Russian government operatives, in addition to directly hacking systems, have promoted the circulation of fake news and false information on the internet and other outlets to influence the 2016 presidential election. Hacking sponsored by the Russian government compromised the integrity of the American electoral system. Russia has influenced and undermined democracy as we know it in several countries across Eastern Europe, aligning pro-Russian leaders and governments to expand Russia's sphere of influence. Not only has Russia invaded Crimea, but other portions of the Ukraine as well, just as the nation was attempting to join NATO, an organization essential to the security of Europe and the United States. In Syria, the Russian government has allied with the authoritarian al-Assad regime, which has committed war crimes and violated the Geneva Convention by using chemical weapons against unarmed civilians. Russian airstrikes have killed thousands of innocent Syrian civilians. The state of Missouri's retirement system, which I'm sure many of you did not know, has approximately $15 million invested in the Russian Federation. The University of Missouri's retirement system has approximately $2.8 million invested in Russia. Missouri taxpayers should not be forced to send their hard-earned tax dollars to a nation that not only undermines American values, but literally attacks America. This legislation is simple. The state of Missouri will divest all of its assets from the Russian Federation. I want to make sure I say something that's important to the people I represent back in my hometown. There is no other city in this state that represents more Russian Jews, more Russian immigrants who came to this country. They fled Russia because of their government. Now, let me also explain it to you in a very simple way, why I am filing this bill. There may be a husband and a wife arguing inside their home, and they look outside the window and they see that their children is in an accident. That argument is totally unnecessary. Those two people, those parents, run outside the door to save their child. This is an opportunity for all of us in this room to put aside our political affiliation and put our country first. It is absolutely absurd for our state to be investing millions of dollars in a country that has compromised our democracy. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Green, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire the Senator of the 14th?
You may, Senator 14th. You yield?
Yes.
Thank you, Senator, for taking my inquiry. I heard everything that you said there, but two words stood out to me, and I would like to have just a brief inquiry pertaining to a discussion that you and I had the other day. And those two words were fake news.
What?
Fake news.
Fake news, yeah. Oh, yes.
Let me put it in air quotes. I'm intrigued at the supposed advent of fake news, because my opinion is that fake news has been around quite a bit longer than what it's been just been talked about. We've had a little bit of fake news here in Missouri.
We have.
And, there was an article in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch And I, you know, make no commentary here about individual news organizations, but what was reported in that paper was fake news. And that was pertaining to the new criminal code. And this was a story that went out before Christmas. Then the editorial board of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, nobody called me, by the way.
You being the chairman of the Judiciary Committee.
Nobody called me. Nobody called the sponsor of the bill, former Senator Justice. Nobody called the House handler. I don't believe anyone called the Missouri Bar, although I don't know about that. But this story ran that more kids were going to go to jail, more kids were going to be felons as a result of the new criminal code. Now, I haven't talked to those superintendents that circulated this memorandum to the parents that basically said, you know, starting January 1, you could be charged with a felony for a schoolyard fight, which just was a complete twisting of the facts. Taking a one page, trying to make a statement based on one page of a 1,000-page bill, 600 or 1,000, depending on how it was formatted. So anyway, the Post-Dispatch editorial board ran the piece. You know what I'm talking about because we've had this conversation.
Yes. So your experience is one thing. I ended up getting inundated from a very large constituency that heard about this news. There were lots of write-ups in the St. Louis American, as well as other publications, about children in high school getting a felony and being part of the pipeline to prison, which is an issue that I do deal with in legitimate circumstances. And then I found out that the superintendents who started spreading this, this fake news, wanted to do a scare tactic to, I guess, ensure that young people would not get in trouble.
Maybe get their bluff in on them early.
And it was all over Facebook.
It did ignite.
And Twitter.
It ignited a social media firestorm.
Yes. And so when I came to talk to you, because I'm sitting on your committee now and I'm learning a lot of new things, I asked you for a citation. I want to know, what page is this on? Another thing that I guess I learned, there was law put into statute in 1993 dealing with what may happen, and it's always up to the local prosecutor and all of that. But I actually told you yesterday that I would be very interested in subpoenaing the superintendents who spread this news so that they can tell us the exact line. Because if I'm missing something, I want to be corrected. But if they are missing something, I want to know what the true story is. So I think that they need to come before, these superintendents need to come before the Judiciary Committee and go through those 60 pages or so that deals with this section, and they should tell us the exact lines where it says students will receive felonies.
Well, I know we had that conversation, and since you and I have talked, we didn't plan this today, but when I heard you say fake news, my ears perked up. But I think I may have gotten to the bottom of it, and I'm going to be reaching out to those superintendents. I've been chasing phantom stories for a month because it's just not true. And it was fake news that was reprinted. The Springfield News Leader actually reprinted as their own editorial verbatim the editorial of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and they attributed it to the Post-Dispatch. Then there was another story later in the Springfield paper, which kind of, that was the night of the inaugural, the morning after the story ran, that kind of began to clear some of this up, because the reality is, and I thought it would be a good chance to kind of dispel that fake news for the benefit of any member who might have had inquiries by either parents, a superintendent, or if there are people listening who have witnessed this social media firestorm and thought, and I am told that there are now some members, new members of the House of Representatives, who are going to go and have a town hall meeting and maybe file legislation. Nobody needs to do that because it's just not true. Under the old criminal code, it was actually easier to be charged as a felon if you were a student, got into a schoolyard fight. And it actually, We had more mandatory felonies based on if the crime was committed or the assault was committed on school property. We consolidated the offenses, so there's actually fewer assault statutes, and it's actually, there's more discretion given, so it's less likely for a student to be charged as a felon because of a schoolyard fight. So the exact opposite was true. So that was truly fake news, and it ran in multiple newspapers.
That's why I went to your office in the first place, because I wanted to get to the bottom of it, and I was looking for a detailed description, what line, what page. I wanted to know the specifics so I can go back home and either, say, hey, yes, there was a mistake put into the new criminal code, and I'm going to file a bill to correct it, or, hey, this is not true at all, and try to explain it. But once something is done, I mean, you have thousands of people right now that think that they're going to get felonies for a fight.
There are parents who are so mad at the legislature, and, you know, the narrative that has been spun about the General Assembly is unfortunate because it kind of feeds into this. But it's frustrating because the exact opposite is true. We were so diligent. The members of this body were so diligent to not only be very careful and thorough. There was, 6 years, I believe, that the bars committee actually went through and revised everything to come up with their recommendation. Everyone was invited to be at the table. And when we passed the bill, we put a 2-year time on the end of the bill before it went into effect. And none of this concern came forward until a month before that 2-year window was going to close. I think I've gotten to the bottom of it.
And I hope so, and I hope that you communicate it, because I am not opposed, and I think you know this, and everyone in this body knows this, I am not opposed to rolling up my sleeves and getting my hands dirty. I don't have a problem with that. But I need to know, I need verification, and for anyone who said that this was a fact, they need to step back a few feet, and then they need to apologize to the public for what they did.
I would agree with you, Senator, and I appreciate the fact that you are willing to roll up your sleeves and work alongside your colleagues, and I appreciate the fact that that you said that. I believe that there does need to be some sort of an apology. I don't know who it needs to come from, but I am reaching out to the superintendents. I would hope that the news outlets would do a better job of vetting things. I mean, we've had all of this stuff about fake news. Some of it, I think, is legitimate, and some of it, I think, is just political, but it really behooves us in this
era. Mr. President, can we have order?
It behooves us in this.
You please keep the chamber quiet while the senators are in debate.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Proceed.
I think it behooves us in this era of fast-moving information to be more discerning. And that means us as citizens, us as legislators, reporters, everyone, and just cautious of what is out there. But yes, to wrap up here, I think I've gotten to the bottom of it. I had a meeting today.
Well, remember those two superintendents belong to the 14th and the 13th senatorial districts. So I do hope that you will include us on those conversations.
Well, I will be reaching out to them myself. I've been in contact with the statewide organizations, not just the school organizations, but I think what we're going to do is put together some sort of a joint statement and make sure that we set the record straight. But I want to put those parents at ease, and I thought this would be a good opportunity to do that and dispel some of that fake news.
So. Yeah, because I really, it's in my interest, it's in the interest of the district that I represent. We want to educate our young people. We want to afford them the opportunity to do great things, and we don't want them to have to live in fear. While we do know that there are certain challenges that are experienced in high poverty areas and struggling areas, it does not mean that there should be a pipeline to prison. That's not something that I support, and I hope that's not something that this body supports. But I do believe that it's important important that we air this issue, and the superintendents who spread this news, they apologize to the entire state, frankly, because this became national news. And when you spread fake news like that, it's a problem. I started going backwards, retreading my, how I voted, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I need to see this language. And so I started questioning myself, which is a good thing to do. And that's why I went to your office, and I just wanted to see the word student, felony, so that I can be like, backtrack and be like, I apologize, but I mean, if it's not in that statute written that way, then that's a problem on someone else's time.
Well, and I thank you for mentioning that the story went national, because I failed to mention that the Washington Post picked the story up, and they ran the fake news, too.
Now, there's a lot of craziness that does come out of Missouri, but that was not one of those stories that should have been reported nationally.
Now, the reporter, to their credit, the Washington Post, emailed my office at about 11 o'clock on the same day they ran the story. I did track the reporter down who was, at that time, after they ran the story, was on vacation out of the country. So we did at least connect, but we're going to get the record corrected once we do what we're going to do here in a few days. So,
all right,
I thank you for the inquiry, Senator.
Senator.
Thank you for your time. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
President, it's a simple little bill concerning pensions.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 309, introduced by Senator Walsh and Senator Onder, an act relating to the retirement system for prosecuting and circuit attorneys.
Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
No, Senator, no explanation. I'm sorry, Mr. President. No explanation necessary.
All right, thank you. Introduction of bills. Senator from Christian, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Please send them forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 310, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to residential dwellings offered for rent to transient guests.
Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
No explanation.
Okay. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 311, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to property tax for vehicles traveling in interstate commerce.
Would you care to explain the bill?
No explanation.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 312, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to maintenance medication filled by pharmacists.
Care to explain the bill, Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President.
All right. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th, purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have one bill. No explanation needed.
Please send it forward. Just as a reminder of the senators, when you rise, you need to be recognized to the dais. You need to ask for permission. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 313, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to educational scholarships.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
There is no explanation necessary at this time.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 314, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to a program for the monitoring of certain prescribed controlled substances.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 315, introduced by Senator Eigel, an act relating to transportation regulations.
Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
No explanation required, Mr. President.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton, what purpose do you
have? Mr. President, would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 7 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, and Ethics?
Will be done. Introduction of bills. Seeing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Hearing no objections. Announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules.